Good morning. I'm Taylor Hovey.
I'm Erin Quinlan.
And I'm Jake Hamilton. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, where we've been celebrating Homecoming Week here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
It's been a long week, but mostly a fun one here at school. Our homecoming theme this year was Around the World, and we've been celebrating in a lot of different ways throughout the week. As always, we had special dress days. Monday was Around the World Day, while Tuesday was Opposite Day. Wednesday, we had Class Color Day, with the freshmen in orange, the sophomores in yellow, the juniors in white, and the seniors in black.
We returned from our trip around the world on Thursday, when we had America Day. Then on Friday, it was Support Your Sport Day. Everyone dressed to support the activities they were in or those Garrigan sports they support the most. There were a lot of crazy clothes all week long, and it all added to our school spirit.
The highlight of every homecoming comes when we crown our king and queen. This year, our king candidates were Neil Kube, Connor Langerman, Brayton Loss, Chris Loss, and Corey Whiter. The candidates for queen were Nicole Bear, Kristen Kondolian, Anna Holmeister, Mariah McCall, and Aisha Miller. When the votes were counted, our homecoming king and queen for 2013 were Corey Whiter and Anna Holmeister.
Wednesday is the busiest day of homecoming week. For more than a decade now, Wednesday has been our battle of the classes, when we take a day off from regular schoolwork and compete in all kinds of fun events. There were two sessions of both kickball and volleyball this year, and the juniors and seniors split top honors in both of these.
The freshman class won our egg toss, but that was the only event underclassmen won. The juniors were tops in both boys and girls home run derby, as well as twister, trivia, and girls Gatorade chug. The seniors won the boys Gatorade chug, plus hot dog and pie eating, ping pong, ultimate frisbee, and both boys and girls tug of war. That gave the seniors a fairly easy win in the overall class competition.
The volleyball and cross country teams got an early start on homecoming week with some great successes last weekend. The volleyball team got a decisive win in Emmitsburg tournament last Saturday. Also that day, four cross-country runners, Nicole Bear, Erin Quinlan, Tony Kolash, and Zach Kolash, won all CYO honors, the most our school has ever had.
CYO cross-country is part of the larger Tim Thomas Invitational hosted by Ridgeview High School in Holstein. Both the boys and girls finished in third place at that meet, with five girls and six boys taking home medals. Nicole Bear, Erin Quinlan, Emily Rosenberg, Kelsey Hovey, and Morgan Frieders medaled for the girls, while on the boys' side, medals went to Tony and Zach Kolash, Nick Bronk, Tyler Schnurr, Mark Fockler, and Jake Hamilton. Nine Bears had either season best or personal record times at the meet.
A couple weeks ago, we mentioned the accomplishments of our baseball and softball teams over the summer, but we left out one important record. Right fielder Dustin Miller had his third straight year with a perfect error-free season in the outfield. That means he holds unbeatable season and career records for outfielding fielding. Congratulations, Dustin.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on our homecoming king and queen, Corey Whiter and Anna Holmeister. Here to tell you about them are Kara Eichen and Brittany Kirsch.
Corey Whiter is a Bode native who has lettered in football and track and won the Athletic Association's Distinguished Academic Achievement Award. He plays the trombone and band, and he's also active in choir, speech, and quiz bowl. He's a student council representative, and he's in Christian Leadership in Action. Corey plans to go to Iowa State next year, and he plans a career in veterinary medicine. Best wishes, Corey.
Anna Holmeister is a captain in cheerleading and dance squad. She's won state and national titles in dance, and she's also in choir and Christian Leadership in Action. Anna has helped out with numerous service projects, and next year she plans to go to major in business at Briarcliff University. Congratulations to her 2013 homecoming royalty, Anna Holmeister and Corey Whiter.
On our Golden Bear calendar today, there's a JV volleyball tournament at Algona High, and the freshman volleyballers play at Armstrong. Tomorrow is one of the biggest volleyball tournaments of the year, the CYO tournament at Lamar's Galen.
Monday night, the cross-country team runs at Sheldon Park in Humboldt. Also on Monday, there's JV football at Eagle Grove. Then on Wednesday, we'll have Mass for the 25th week of Ordinary Time.
Thursday night, the volleyball team hosts Clear Lake. Friday, the football team travels to Britt West Hancock. Finally, next Saturday, the volleyball team hosts their home tournament.
That's the Bear Facts for Homecoming Week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.